from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Joe Starkey Show. Josh Taylor in today for Joe Starkey. And if you have noticed, things might sound a little bit different because we are not in the 93.7 The Fan studios. We are live at Treesdale Country Club for the HM3 Jerome Bettis and Mel Blount Celebrity Golf Outing. And that is part of the Celebrity Care Fest. And we are here today for the duration of this show, 10 to 2. And we will be talking about quite a bit today. And right now, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, here's a rundown of what's happening on today's show. At noon, John Parato, longtime Pirates beat writer, joins us. We'll talk about the Pirates on this current run they're on. They have won 10 of their last 13. 1 o'clock, Jeff Hathorn, 93.7, the Fan Sports Director, and my pick for possibly greatest human on the planet. He will join me. We will talk about Steelers training camp. Yesterday, the players reported. Today is the first practice, and that starts in less than a half hour out at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. We will break that down as well. I have also been told, because it just so happens to be my last day and my last show here at 93.7 The Fan, that some people behind the scenes have worked together a mystery guest for yours truly, and that will come at 11:30. I do not know who the mystery guest is. The only hint I have been given is I need to be ready to talk about a particular topic, and to tell you what that topic is, I will just say this. Wrestling fans, I got you. Just like on a Sunday morning. But that's a mystery guest at 11:30. That is what's coming, and that's what's happening on today's show, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Also, you can text us on the Fan Text Line, 412-928-9370. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I'm about to do something. Actually, it's probably not even that crazy because I'm sure I'm not the only one that's done this, at least not, you know, within the last 24 hours. But I'm going to do something that's absolutely different. It might be a little insane. Some might call it sacrilegious. It's the first day of practice at Steelers training camp, and I'm opening a radio show talking about the Pirates. I'm pretty sure that might be illegal, but we're going to do it anyway because I think it's worth talking about. This is a situation where the Pirates have won 10 of their last 13 games. They have now won 4 consecutive series dating back to before the All-Star break. They've won their first 2 series since the All-Star break. They're 4-2 since the break. They get a day off today. It's probably a travel day as they head to Arizona and begin a weekend series with the Diamondbacks. But this is a situation where if you're the Pirates, this becomes, I don't want to call it an all hands on deck. I don't want to call it a critical mass situation, but it does become important. It does become critical. I'm not going to do that whole, this is the most important series of the season thing. I'm not doing that. I know some people like to do that. I know it's a fun radio thing. Guess what? It's my last day. I don't care. I think it's dumb, but I will be honest with you and tell you that this road trip, while it is critical for the grand scheme of things, this particular series, I won't call it the most important, but I will call it more important than others. I would call it more important given the circumstances, given the actual context of what we're dealing with. Because let's be honest, if the Pirates were a first-place team, if they were in the position Milwaukee's in right now, this series wouldn't be as critical as it is now. If the Steelers were a last-place team like the Cubs, this series would not be as critical as it is now. But since the Pirates are a team that are a full game out of the third wildcard spot and a half a game behind the team they're about to face for three games, this series just became a lot more serious. It just became a lot more important. Is it the biggest of the season? No, I'm still not going there. But it becomes a lot more important given the opponent they are going on the road to face in the personage of the Arizona Diamondbacks. But here's the thing that makes me feel good about this series. The thing that makes me feel good about their chances with this series is really the same thing that made me feel good about their chances in the Cardinals series. And that's the way the pitching matchups stack up. And that goes for this road trip in general. The way the pitching matchups stack up for me right now, it makes me feel a lot more confident. You got Luis Ortiz going tomorrow night. You got Mitch Keller on Sunday. Marco Gonzalez is in the middle on Saturday. I know some people aren't as excited about that, and with good reason. However,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You feel good with Ortiz going Friday. You feel good with Keller going Sunday. If you've listened to me or watched me in any space, whether it is on this particular space, primarily on Sunday mornings, or even on Saturday mornings when I was still hosting Bucko Talk some years back, you've always heard me use this adage. I always approach every three-game series the same way. There's one you can win, there's one you can lose, and there's one that can go either way. This one feels like there's two games that they should win. That's what this one feels like. It feels like going into this series against Arizona with Ortiz on the mound, as hot as he's been, with Mitch Keller on the mound Sunday, as stable and consistent as he's been. It feels like two games this team should win. It feels like a series, albeit being on the road, it still feels like a series that this team should take 2 out of 3. And going on a 6-game road trip, I thought there was a great question asked last night on the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call. Every night, 1035 KDKA+. There was a question that was asked of 93.7 The Fan's own Chris Muller and Rich Walsh last night on the sports call about this road trip. And the question was, is 4-2 or 3-3 more acceptable? Normally on road trips, I say if you can come out of a road trip 500, you've done well for yourself. And that more or less goes towards the theory of the 5,000-foot level view, if you will. I'm of the belief if you win 60 to 65% of your home games and go 500 on the road, you're a playoff team, no questions asked, especially in baseball. So a 3-3 road trip feels like par for the course. No pun intended, given where I am right now. However, this is a road trip. If you can take two of those first three in Arizona, then you're in better position starting out going into Houston than you might be otherwise. I think they can take 2 out of 3 in Houston. I think they can take 2 out of 3 in Arizona. Houston is where it gets more difficult. However, you know you're going to get at least one game with Paul Skenes in Houston. I should say you're going to get at least one game that's winnable because you have Paul Skenes on the mound in Houston. That makes you feel a little bit better. So, yes, I think 4 wins out of 6 is a possible thing. I think 4 wins out of 6 is something you shoot for. I think 4 wins out of 6 is exactly what you need. And if you can't get more. Normally, I'd say 3-3 road trip, fine. I'll live with it. It works. No. Get 4 here. Get 4 here for if no other reason than the pitching matchups line up. Get 4 here if for no other reason then you have an opponent that's in the same position you're in, and it gives you an opportunity to take advantage. I just saw Larry Richard walk by, folks. Shout out to the legend. Get 4 here because, and this is the fun part, if you can get to the end of this road trip, and remember, this road trip culminates specifically. This road trip culminates specifically with the MLB trade deadline, which, by the way, is July 30th at 6 p.m. So if you can put together what you need to acquire and possibly have something in line while you're on this road trip, it gives you an even more formidable possibility. Now, I'm not saying you do it specifically at the trade deadline and expect the player to be there. That's not what I'm saying. But if you can get something done, maybe, within the next day or two, and have said player or players you acquire meet you on the road in Houston and try to plug something in here, it can't possibly hurt. It can't possibly be the worst thing in the world. Normally, I'm the type of person that says, you know, when you go into a series, you can't just set crazy expectations. This is one of those series where I'm setting expectations. They may not necessarily be crazy, but they are expectations. And my expectations for this series in Arizona is to win at least 2 games. You want to see a strong outing from Luis Ortiz. You want to see a strong outing from Mitch Keller. You hope to see a decent outing from Marco Gonzalez. You hope to see it. Is it always guaranteed? No. In fairness, it's not always guaranteed. If we're being honest with ourselves, and I don't think that's a stretch. I don't think it's a stretch to say you don't know what you're going to get with Marco Gonzalez. I don't think that's crazy. Because the truth is, his first outing back, after being off for 2 months with an injury, 5 innings, 1 run, 7 hits. Didn't walk anybody. He struck out 4. His second outing, that was against the White Sox. It was his first outing, was in Chicago. Maybe it's because it was against the White Sox. His second outing at home against Philly, 4 2/3, 6 hits, 2 earned runs. and he threw 84 pitches in that 4 2/3 innings. So you don't know what you're going to get from a Marco Gonzalez. So it does become a situation of, can you get the best out of this pitching staff and this three-man setup going into Arizona? I think they can. I think they can get at least two, if for no other reason, because of the pitching matchups. Now, granted, this is all with the knowledge of the fact that we don't know who's pitching for Arizona, because right now everything is TBD. But this is how you know when you have a good pitching staff, when you can put one of your guys out there and the other team is TBD and you still tell yourself, you know what? With our guy, we still got a shot. That's how reliable this starting pitching staff has been, that they can put Ortiz and Keller out there against TBD and say, you know what? We don't know who's going yet, or they haven't announced who's going yet, but we know we got a shot. That's what makes me confident about taking two in Arizona. That's what makes me confident about the possibility of taking four in this six-game road trip. That's what's made me confident about this entire season, is the consistency and the depth of this starting pitching. And that's with Bailey Falter and Jarrett Jones both out with injury, and they're still able to circle the wagons and keep going. That says a lot to me. And it'll say a lot to their ability to possibly take four or more, because who doesn't want to get greedy at this point? But if you can take four or more in this road trip with this pitching staff, you jump at that opportunity when you can. Coming up in a couple hours, we got John Parrotto, longtime Pirates beat writer. He's going to join us on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to get into Steelers training camp. Players reported yesterday. They start practice in less than 15 minutes. I want to talk about one thing in particular about move-in day. There was something missing, and I'm not complaining. We'll talk about it when we come back. Josh Taylor in for Joe Starkey, live at Treesdale Country Club, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.